T-minus 4 to episode 1000. It's Monday, November 24th, and you're listening to the Geek at Geek News Central. This is show number 996, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get a WordPress builder site, domain name, and Outlook email address for just a dollar a month for 12 months, or pick up a domain name for just $1.49. Get 30% off your next purchase as well at GoDaddy by going and checking out all my specials at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Hey, folks, got a great show for you. A little bit of a false start tonight, but we're off and running. You guys know what comes next. Strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go-no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
5.
Button, who's got the button?
4.
There is no cause for alarm.
3.
Everybody hold on to something.
2.
Just press the button.
1.
It's showtime.
Aloha and welcome to Geek News Central. Of course, my name is Todd Cochran. I want to welcome to the show. Got a great podcast lined up for you today. For those of you brand new to the show, hey, thanks for checking us out. Thanks for being here. And of course, all of you that are part of the Ohana, I want to welcome you folks to the show as well. Of course, the Ohana here in Hawaii means family. So every one of you that's brand new to the show, you're definitely part of the family here at Geek News Central now. But again, for those folks that are brand new, and I'm a little off sequence here because I didn't get quite started the way I normally do tonight. Come on over to the website. You'll find right there on the second column of the website, place to subscribe via iTunes or via an RSS feed. There's some additional subscription RSS. Excuse me, there's some additional subscription options as well. And if you're an Android user, just grab the Beyond Pod podcasting app and you can search for Geek News Central or, again, subscribe via the RSS feed on the website. We want to get you signed up for the newsletter as well. So the newsletter, really, what I do is at the end of the show, I email to the audience everything that I basically talked about tonight to give you all the links to that so that you can look them up as you're listening to the show or before you listen to the show. So I obviously prefer that you follow along, but that's up to you. Of course, you can subscribe, follow me on Twitter at Geek News, and of course, email me here directly at the show, geeknews@gmail.com. You know, what happened tonight was got everything ready, started all the recorders up, went to hit the audio recorder, and it flipped me the bird. It said, I'm not doing it. I had to reboot the machine right before the show. And it was like, I had checked it. Everything was good. So I don't know what's going on. And again, that's the machine that we had to replace because of the other one failed. And I'm losing confidence in it already. But no matter, plenty of recording backups here. But I always like to have the primary things just go a little bit smoother at the end of the show. So anyway, what's going on here? Well, I tell you, it's been a crazy, I guess for a better word, since about the time the show finished until maybe this morning, which would have been Monday morning. Man, things were just nuts here. Just off the hook, crazy, busy, not even hardly able to breathe. So I'll go into some of that here in a few minutes, but I guess what we should do right off the beginning here of the show is we want to take just a second and thank our sponsor, GoDaddy.com. You know, GoDaddy's been here for 9 years. Matter of fact, I just heard today that Danica is going to be in another Super Bowl commercial. I guess they'll set some sort of record about the celebrity that has been in the most number of Super Bowls. I don't think she, maybe she gets to go in the Guinness Book of World Records. I don't know. But she's going to be in it. They just announced that. So not surprising GoDaddy's going to be advertising Super Bowl again. What is it, $1 million for a 30-second spot or something like that? But more importantly, GoDaddy continues to bring great deals to me to give to you. And what we want to do tonight is we want to make sure that you know all the promos. Okay. And we want you to use those promo codes as we march here to the end of the month. This 30% off all new orders is the Whopper. This is the bad boy that you're going to want to use. GNC30. That's the code to get you 30% off all new orders. Now, Geek149 will get you a brand new .com for $1.49 and newer transferred in domain. So be aware of that, okay? GNC God is to get a domain name, website builder, Microsoft Outlook email address for $1 per month for 12 months. Now, I learned something about this because I was on the website the other day and I didn't see it lock in the code. You have to take it all the way to checkout before you get it. So I was testing it, but if you're using this GNC GOT where you get a domain name, website builder, and Microsoft Outlook email address for $1 a month for 12 months, definitely pay attention when you're using that promo code GNC GOT. Press 4 will get you $1 a month WordPress hosting with a free domain. Geeks 12 will get you $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain. Again, you can see all these features, all these codes here at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. We want to thank GoDaddy. Of course, GoDaddy's been here through and through supporting the show. We want you to support GoDaddy. They keep the lights on here. Matter of fact, got a deposit to make tomorrow. So it's literally keeps the lights on, keeps the bills paid, family fed. And we definitely appreciate all of you supporting me here and doing this show and supporting GoDaddy as a sponsor of this podcast. So again, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Check out all the deals. Click on the banners. Spread them far and wide. It is most deeply appreciated. All right, so what happened that just made things go completely crazy? Well, Friday, every year, my kids go to, my youngest is still, they go kindergarten through sixth is still elementary here in Hawaii. Seventh, eighth is middle. Of course, and then 9th through 12 is high school. Some schools in Hawaii are K through 5 or elementary, but the one we're going to is K through 6. So the elementary school every year has this epic fun fair. And this is nothing like, I don't know if your schools do them, but this thing is like, they have rides, they have games, they have food. Of course, in Hawaii, no event would not go down without food. They have, entertainment, cakewalk. I mean, just, and it raises a lot of money. They sell, what's known here in Hawaii is Hawaiian sweetbread. It's really, really tasty. You pre-order it and it comes from a specific company. But anyway, this year, about a week before, and we always volunteer. I typically will volunteer at the silent auction. My wife, this year got volunteered to run the Okinawa donut stand. Now, let me explain this just a little bit. And for those of you that have been listening to this show for a while, maybe you will remember me talking about this from time to time. But there's this type of donut in Okinawa called onigiri. And really what it is it's a special mixture of flour and however they make the bread dough. And then what they do is, and it's not like a regular donut that has a hole in the middle. This is basically kind of like, for a better example, you have like donut circles, or I don't know what they call them, donut holes or whatever. They're basically the round pieces that you can get at most donut shops. But they're usually glazed or salted or not salted, sugared, salted. My God, can you imagine a salty donut? That'd be like want to throw up. Anyway, so, but these are a little bit bigger. They're about the size of, I guess for a better word, the perfect ones around are probably maybe the size of about 1.5 golf balls, maybe. Okay. And they're kind of like tough, not very tough, but when they fry them, they deep fry them, they come out brown. So the outside's a little crispy, but the inside is just, oh, so we call ono here. So to die for. So because my wife's originally from Okinawa, of course, if you're an Okinawan woman, you know how to make onigiri. Well, my wife's aunt, who is a local Japanese, knows how to make onigiri really well. So my wife coerced her to come in, and they don't just cook like a few of these donuts. They cook thousands. They bring in 5-gallon buckets of dough, and they have a bunch of people there helping, of course, but they have these huge commercial, I mean, woks are about like the size of a dining room table and big burners underneath running, and they're running 2 of those and cooking these things. And what they have to do is they have to take the dough, and for those of you that are listening, they have to take the dough. It's in a big ball in their hand, and they kind of squeeze it to get it so that they get the right size every time. And they have to squeeze this out. And they cooked Andaguille donuts for like 4.5 hours. And people go crazy. They sell them 4 for a buck. I don't, like I said, they cook thousands. And no, as it was, 4 for $2. So it's 50 cents a piece, 4 for $2. And when she got done and we got in the car, finally, of course, I was working with Silent Auction, some other stuff, got in the car about 8 o'clock at night. We just kind of looked at each other and said, let's go. And had the kids in tow, and we came home. But then Saturday morning, had the new media show, and then just right back at it, had some stuff going on here. Sunday, full lineup of stuff, kind of getting the house ready. We're doing some Thanksgiving, having some friends over, so kind of doing the last minute things. She decides to rework the painting on a bathroom, was working on it on Sunday. So yeah, it's been nuts. Now, on top of that, there's been all kinds of craziness going on in the podcasting space. And we just, at Raw Voice, we just signed up to be members of the Interactive Advertising Bureau, IAB. So I spent some time Saturday studying a big document that we're working on. If you're watching New Media Show, we'll talk about that over there. But it's just like this morning, I kind of woke up. I was like, So glad to be here with you. I've jibber-jabbered too much. But I will say one thing. I made, fellas, listen to me, okay? I nearly screwed the pooch. So remember, last week was my 20-year wedding anniversary, right? My son's 17th birthday. So we're going to go out to Sunday brunch. That's what we're going to do to celebrate both things, right? Already got the wife a nice necklace, some of this other stuff going on. And so Saturday, my wife is like, so what time's our reservations at the buffet we're going to? And I'm like, man, I'm like quick panic. I say, oh, 9 a.m. 9 a.m. Well, we got reservations at 9 a.m. Well, I had called 2 or 3 times early in the week, and their booking system was down, and stuff was so nuts here that I forgot. So I called, and you know, the booking thing was closed, and I'm thinking, oh man, gonna wing it, you know? And, so we get down there, and I wasn't going to lie. If I couldn't get in, I was going to say it's my fault and beg forgiveness. But we got down there, and the lady's like, we're fully booked up. Or at least I can get you in. It's like 12:30. And I'm like, my eyeballs get big, right? You know, about that big, you know, and I'm like, you got to fit me in. And I'm like slipping a 20 to the maitre d'. You got to get me in, you know. And I'm like, need another? And she goes, well, why don't you just sit over the side there, and I'll call you when we have a table. Oh my goodness. My wife said, I thought we were at 9. Oh, they're getting the table ready. She said, well, how come we're first here and they're not ready for us and all these people? I know, don't worry, honey. We're going to get in. Don't worry. Ooh-wee. I barely got out of that one alive. I think my daughter figured it out, and she's giving me the look like, you screwed this up. You're so dead meat. But make reservations way, way early. And the problem was, is they didn't decide. I kept saying, where do you guys want to go? Where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? And I should have just made reservations like 2 weeks ago and made the decision for them, but I'm trying to be nice, you know? Oh man, I about screwed up. So ladies, I know you're all laughing at me right now, but that's how close I came to. Ooh, the knives would have come out, I think. All right. Anyway, so let's move on and let's get into the tech stuff. That's what you guys are here for. And that's what I'm here to share with you tonight. Don't forget our insider thing, GNC1000. If you love the content tonight, value for value, geeknewscentral.com/insider. Oh, One last thing. The Mac Pro is here. Let me tell you. I went with a 6-core machine, kind of the middle of the road. I think I got 32 gigs of RAM in it. Here's the example. It took an hour and a half video that I recorded on Saturday with Rob, and it encoded it in 14 minutes. Now, the old Mac Pro, which I did a test at the same time, it took just about an hour and 10 minutes to do the same video that took 14 minutes. So from a time perspective, that sucker can really crank out some video. I mean, in a big, big way. I, you know, as much as I was angry and not happy about having to spend the money, I'm pleased that's here. Now I just got to pay for the thing. So anyway, that's what's going on. So let me go ahead and get into the tech. You guys could care less, but it is a screamer. Oh my gosh. It's just unbelievable how fast it, I didn't think it would be that much better. I really had no clue. So Jack, I don't think we're going to have a problem in Vegas. This thing will do like a 10-minute video in 2 minutes. We're not going to have any problem encoding videos, my friend. It's not going to be a problem. All right, I want to show you guys something. If you haven't seen this yet, of course, if you're in Missouri, man, I heard the news came out. I heard they're rioting in the streets in Missouri. So if you live in that area, man, stay safe, okay? All right. So let me show you this image. And this is a stunning new photo of Europa. It shows Jupiter's icy moon just as we would see it. This is incredible. This is a great, great picture. And of course, Europa was discovered by Galileo in 1610. And it's been a special interest to astronomers because it's been believed to have a deep subsurface ocean with conditions favorable for life. And again, this image was taken by NASA's Galileo space probe in the late 90s. I don't think I've ever seen this particular photo. This is a fantastic photo. And I don't know if they did color correction or how they did this, but pretty cool stuff. I guess it looks like any other type of moon out there, but definitely on the cool side. Hey, I want to talk to you guys about Black Friday specials because the deals are aplenty. Aplenty, plenty, plenty, plenty. And I know all of you are already probably sick of it, but I found a couple big ones here. And I've been just basically saving stuff that people have been sending me. And I found a five. Okay, where's that offer at? I got a stack here. So I found a Seagate Backup Plus 5 terabyte external drive for $140. Is that a deal or what? That to me is like a major, major, major deal. So $149 on Prime, 5 terabytes, you save $110 on that specific deal. Now the Amazon Fire Stick TVs, Fire TV sticks, you can get those for $25 at Best Buy. So those are on sale, $25 at Best Buy here on that one. Let's talk about a Vizio 54-inch 5.1 channel soundbar, $350 from Amazon. A mono price 27-inch IPS 2560 by 1440 monitor, of all places on eBay, $300. How many do they have available? Let's look. And let's see here, how many of these are available? 507. Have been sold. 22 hours and 31 minutes are left on this. So this is 27-inch IPS Glass Panel Pro LED WQHD. Again, from Monoprice, that's available on eBay. So if we want to talk about some television stuff here, okay, are you a big spender? How big of a spender are you? Well, Samsung has an 85-inch 4K Ultra. Hold on to your hats, $9,000. $1,000. That's crazy. How about a 70-inch Aquos for $16.97 on Amazon? That doesn't those sound like a little bit better? How about a Samsung 60-inch, 240 hertz? And these are all pretty, you know, just remember the one thing on Samsung televisions. The higher the series number, the better the TV. All right, just pay attention to the series number when you're getting ready to buy a Samsung TV. Is this going to load? Yeah, Samsung Curved. No, this one, that's the Curved. This is the 60-inch 1080p. This is a 60H series, 7150. Not bad on a series. But again, all kinds of stuff. Now, again, we're all kinds of HD players, Blu-ray, Google Chromecast. So that's just some of the stuff that's available. Some of it now, some of it through Black Friday. Of course, Amazon.com/Black Friday is the place to go. Now, if you want to know about the best gaming deals for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, and you guys know we don't have a PlayStation 4 here. We don't have we got an Xbox 360 and a PlayStation 3. Kids are bothering me for a PlayStation 4. There's really no deals for PlayStation 4s. I think they're going to have to wait another Christmas after I'm putting solar on the roof. Both the kids got Samsung Galaxy S5s for their birthdays. So we kind of did a double whammy, including them componing up a little cash on those phones. But there is a PlayStation 4 bundled with Grand Theft Auto 5 and The Last of Us Remastered for $3.99 at GameStop and Best Buy. There's a PlayStation 4 bundled with Grand Theft Auto, Lego Batman, Little Bird Planet. So this is four games, same deal, $3.99 at Toys R Us. There's a PlayStation 4 and a $50 Walmart gift card, $3.99 will make it $3.49. On Xbox, there's Assassin's Creed, Unity and Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, $3.29. That's not too bad. I wonder if I can talk them into Xbox 360. Oh, that's a 360. Xbox One bundled with Assassin's Creed, Unity, Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, and a $50 Target for $3.29. So talking about some games here, Nintendo 3DS, $174 at Best Buy. So got some, you know, techie type stuff if you're looking into gaming here. So, but if you're looking to buy an Apple product, including the iPhone 5C, 5S, 6, and 6 Plus, you're going to get a $50 gift card. They're limited to two gift cards per household. iPad buyers will receive the same with the restriction. Consumers bringing home an iPod Nano or iPod Touch will get a $25 gift card. Now, if you go to get some Beats headphones, you'll get your $25 gift card. While buying a Mac, will net you a $100 gift card. So this is pretty similar to last year's deal, which featured gift cards ranging from $25 to about $100 or so for. So that is some of the stuff that's available from Apple on Black Friday. Of course, if you're going to get a newspaper with all the newspaper specials, Wednesday is the day to go out and buy your newspaper. That's when it'll have all of the Thanksgiving, day after Thanksgiving specials if you haven't been already getting it in the mail. So anyway, that's some of the Black Friday stuff I found for you. I'll have some links in the show notes for you on that. None of it will be tied to any of my affiliate links, so I should do that, shouldn't I? It seems like that would be smart of me to link that up if you guys buy any of this stuff, but it's just going to take too long. But anyway, I'll have some main links up to the sites that I found these links on for you to review. I want to talk about some new malware that's out there. And they're calling it Regin. The R-E-G-I-N, Regin. It almost sounds like Ronald Reagan, but Regin, R-E-G-I-N malware, is first discovered by Symantec on Sunday. And they're saying it's among the most sophisticated ever discovered. Symantec compared Regin to Stuxnet, a state-sponsored malware program developed in the United States and Israel to sabotage computers at Iranian nuclear facilities, alleged it is. Now, sources familiar with internal investigation at Belgacom and European Union have confirmed to The Intercept that the Regin malware was found on the systems after they were compromised, linking the tool to potentially either British and maybe even American operations. And so they say that this malware was developed by, again, a wealthy nation. And what's interesting is what it's being reported is that it really didn't look for data. It looked for, well, it looked for hotel flights and hotel reservations. Makes you go, doesn't it? And why would they need to know someone's hotel room? But anyway, that is what they say it was doing. Now, Snowden's and company has apparently been, has leaked some of this. And it says, though the Bellicom hack was disclosed by Snowden leaks, the malware used had never been revealed. And the new details from Intercept show how some government agency embarked upon its hacking mission known as Operation Socialist by accessing Bellicom's networks in 2010 and was able to socially engineer getting into someone's system. But they say it's been used in Russia and against a variety of other countries, including Saudi Arabia. So interesting piece of software here. And it's been talked quite a bit about all over the internet. But anyway, I have the link up in the show notes for you guys to check that out. But again, all this is from Slashdot, from ZDNet. Anyway, I have the link up in the show notes for you. There's an article over on the PotomacPost.com talking about solar. They're predicting solar to be cheaper than coal by 2016. I'm going to tell you, the situation here is if I look at my payback period on my solar and know that it's going to be 3.5 years or so to be really zero money, it really excites me to, you know, to be able to kind of stick it to the man for hopefully tens of thousands of dollars over the coming years. And even if I decide to sell this house or rent this house, I can have some financial benefit from it as well, plus the tax benefits for the next couple of years. But they're saying that 10 states in which the cost of solar energy matches the cost of traditional power plants like dirtier coal and oil are already Vermont, New Mexico, New Jersey, New York, New Hampshire, Nevada, Hawaii, Connecticut, and California. In Arizona. In 2013, these states were responsible for almost 90% of all American solar installations. By 2016, it's forecast that solar prices will lower to match the cost of conventional power in all states. Now, here's part of the reason why. The federal tax credits are expiring. The 30% tax credit for residential and business, again, is expected to expire in 2016. Here in Hawaii, they give me an additional credit as well, which helps a great deal in reducing the, you know, the deployment cost. Now, while the expiration of this tax credit may dampen growth after 2016, they feel that we may be in a situation where the price, even though we're losing the credits, the, you know, I should do it this way, the price is going down and it may be become more affordable to put stuff in. But the panels are still the biggest cost. And in a way that I've been able to kind of do a rule of thumb here is that it's about $1,000 a panel. That's including installation. You know, you might go a little cheaper depending on the panel that you buy. You might get into the $880 to $900 range, and you can really ramp up on some panels as high as $1,300, $1,400, $1,500 a piece. Now, what those wholesale for, I have no idea. And I'd probably be sick if I seen what the wholesale price of solar panels were. But, you know, companies have got to make money. They're coming to install it. They're insuring my roof for 10 years, on and on and on and on. And it's going to be a great experiment to share with you guys on how the solar does here and how it works. Now, you know, I'm putting it on the roof at a time of year where I'm not going to get the max benefit because just like in the mainland, we do have a, you know, kind of a winter. Now, less sun, a little cooler temperatures, and rain. So it's not going to get as, I'm not going to get as much out of it in the beginning months as I will in the summertime, but I'm going to make the difference up in the summer. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be plus ahead. And by the end of the year, it'll all equal out. And the goal is to be zero. So I'm excited if this is true, that they feel that the price of solar is going to come down, because those of you that are paying 9 cents, you know, a kilowatt, you know, your payback is much, much longer. Yours 8, 9, 10 years for the investment. But I'm going to tell you, these solar, if you're looking for a tax credit, this might be the time to buy a system. You still have a little time left, but in order to cash in, it's really, it makes, if you can afford it to do it now, the tax credits you're going to get is going to help offset and make it cheaper. And I think it's a sound investment if you live in an area that gets enough sunlight to, you know, to basically zero out your phone, your electricity bill. That's the goal. All right, let's switch gears here and talk about, we talked a little bit about this, the New York City's ambitious free Wi-Fi plan is being dismantled a little bit. The reason is, you know, they're bragging that they're going to have 10,000 pillars offering free wireless internet and domestic phone calls to New York City residents. And they want to have this, you know, high-speed internet at these kiosks as well. Well, it turns out that each Link NYC pillar will throw gigabit internet in a radius of about up to 150 feet. And that's going to be using Google's fiber fast, but it all depends on how well the signal can penetrate buildings and other objects around it. And more importantly, there's also the fact that no wireless device is capable of anything close to gigabit speeds now exist. But it's being reported that many of the kiosks throughout the city will provide speeds 10 times slower than the advertised gigabit speed. While Manhattan will be densely covered by the fastest possible speeds, the Daily News reports that other New York residents won't be so lucky. The network will reportedly operate more slowly on average in Staten Island and in the poorer neighborhoods in Brooklyn and the Bronx. I got a buddy, you know, Jeff, when my buddy lives in the Bronx, his place is not cheap. You know, it's, come on, it's still expensive living in that area. They say that the speeds may not be up to the higher levels for several years as the, as they upgrade the project and so forth. But I still think it's good that they're trying to get it out there, but a lot of people are being critical of all the bragging they did on gigabit speeds on these kiosks. But, I'm just happy to see that they're doing it citywide. All right. Redbox rental prices are going up. Yep. So, you know, Redbox has always been aggressive about pricing. Taking home a DVD or Blu-ray from one of the company's rental kiosks is cheaper than paying to watch the same movie via iTunes or Amazon or pay-per-view. That's not changing just yet. The cost of the Redbox 24-hour rentals is going up by 25% starting December 2nd. Currently, at $1.20, a DVD rental will move up to $1.50. A Blu-ray from $1.50 to $2, a 33% hike. And then games are going to be going up how much? Let me look here. Games are going up to like, I think, $3 or something. So, you know, the price is definitely going up on your Redbox rentals. But at $1.50, come on, it's still cheaper. It's still cheaper than, you know, pay-per-view at $5, right? So, cool stuff. Anyway, look for the price increase. Anything that keeps them in business, right? I'll pay the extra 30 cents. All right, T-Mobile, and those of you using T-Mobile, wait till you hear this. You guys are going to be upset. When T-Mobile U.S. customers exceed their monthly data caps, they aren't cut off from the internet entirely. Instead, T-Mobile throttles their connections to 128 or 64 kilobits, depending on which plan they have for the rest of the month. But T-Mobile has made it difficult for those customers to figure out just how slow their connections are with a system, now listen to this, that exempts speed test applications from throttling. After complaints from consumer advocates, the Federal Communication Commission investigated the issue and has forced T-Mobile to be more honest about its network throttled speeds. So announced today, an agreement between T-Mobile and the FCC ensures that customers will be able to accurately gauge their throttled speed. As part of the agreement, T-Mobile will send text messages to customers that will enable them to more easily get accurate speed information, place direct links to accurate speed tests on customer handsets, and revamp its website disclosures to provide clear information about the speeds customers actually experience. I've always noticed, and this is true on my connection here at the house, when I'm having trouble, I will go do a speed test, but I have about a dozen that are kind of off the grid type of speed test locations, and I'll use those in lieu of some of the more popular ones because I know that the cable companies fast lane those to make it look good. My real true test is determining whether or not something can hold an upload speed. That's my true test right now. And my connection back here, which is technically a DSL connection, 50 down, 5 up, is holding two streams today, pushing it. One's pushing at 1467 kilobits, and the other one's at 1560. So I'm about 3 megs up total right now, holding it fine, going to the live stream servers. The YouTube server's doing fine as well on the other connection. So Todd is a happy camper. But find some of those off-the-grid speed test sites. All right, congratulations. The Italian astronaut Samantha Cristoforetti, crew member of the mission to the International Space Station, waves her relatives from the International Space Station. She's got there, and of course, the folks launched from the Soyuz from Kazakhstan on a Soyuz FG rocket and arrived at the International Space Station 6 hours later. They also took up let's see here. Russian Elena she's another female. No, there's three on a station already. I thought there was an American that came up too. Anyway, so they shuttled a group of them up there. I don't have the full list. I apologize. But another successful run to the International Space Station. Now, this one here, this story's on Engadget. And I have to laugh, I'm just kind of go, a little bit. Take a shot out H2O here. And those of you in the chat room, feel free to say hello. I can't see you actually in there, but I know there's a bunch of people watching the stream right now. So anyway, going back over to, I guess the NSA had an open Q&A today. And one of the final questions that was asked was, are our fears of being discreetly spied upon merited? That was the question. And according to the NSA Civil Liberties and Privacy Director, Rebecca Richards, she says NSA is a foreign intelligence agency. She explained her mission is to collect critical intelligence on foreign powers or their agents necessary to defend the country. The response is almost dismissive, but technically correct. The NSA isn't supposed to keep tabs on domestic threats. That's the FBI's job. That said, Richards did admit that some intel collection against U.S. citizens is unavoidable. For example, a foreign intelligence target may communicate with or about a U.S. person. She explained NSA's minimization procedures have been designed to account for this possibility and other cases where NSA may incidentally acquire U.S. person information. So anyway, that was a response from during a Q&A they had. But if in the tones of the Q&A questions that were any condition, it may be a while before the public is ready to trust the NSA again by the questions that were asked. But this gal's commentary was optimistic about the future. And she says the fact that the NSA created my job highlights the value and importance NSA leadership places on privacy and civil liberty protections. So I'll let you guys read through this and read through the commentary, and I'll let you guys come to your own conclusions. Link will be up in the show notes. How many of you have been watching your cable bill and it comes in and you look at it, you go, whoa, that sucker went up. Let me think here. Should I call them and cut some service? So what you do, you pick up the phone, call Clearwire, you call Time Warner, you call Cox, whoever you're dealing with, say, hey man, looking at my bill, it's getting a little high. I think it's time to cancel my service. And the guy on the other end says, oh, man, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Let's take a look at your bill. And of course, the game begins, right? The game begins in this back and forth, jockeying to try to get a lower bill. In the end, you know, the guy is going to find some way to give you a plan and give you a special and, you know, knock your bill back down from that $190, maybe back to $110 to sedate you for another 6 or 12 months. But this article on TechCrunch basically says, Comcast, stop scamming me so I can stop scamming you. And it talks about the games that we play and the hours we spend on the phone trying to wheel and deal a deal. But here's the thing. Most people don't wheel and deal a deal. I'm now at a position where I'm going to try to wheel and deal a deal. Now, here's why. I got that connection back there, 50 down, 5 up. Got the other connection over here, 100 down, 5 up. And I've got a bill that is skyrocketing, so I'm going to make the call. And I'm going to do the dance with them to see that if I can save $50, $60, $70, see if I can put some deal together with them that reduce my bill for the next 5 or 6 months. If you haven't done this, shame on you. Pick up the phone, make the call, get your cable bill down, play the game. Do this on a regular basis. It's not always going to work, but oftentimes you can find a way to get something whacked off. Do a little compromising back and forth, you know, maybe give up Showtime for 6 months or take Cinemax instead. You know, it all depends on what you, how you want to work it. I guarantee you, call them, you can get your bill knocked down until at least it goes back up again, and then you can make that jingling to them again. They're going to see that you called. They're going to be expecting you to call because guess what? Your bill just went up. All right, the next one is a great article, and I'm not even going to read it to you. I'm not even going to go over it. It talks about the battle that's happening in communities across the United States when there is broadband service being brought in by a government agency. And it talks about some of the dirty tricks that the cable companies are doing with homeowners associations. And if you belong to a homeowners association, which I do, as a matter of fact, my homeowners association dues are only $99 a year. I can't complain. The people that live right across the street from me, I'm not kidding you, you know, right across the street, they live in a house, not a townhouse, a house that they own with a yard, with a sidewalk and grass. Their homeowners association dues are almost $500 a month. I'm not going to, you know, I'm $99 I can handle, but $500 a month when you're living in a house, not a condo, not an apartment, $500. So these homeowner associations are always looking to try to save their homeowners money, right? They bundle deals together. This happens a lot in condos. You move into a condo here in Hawaii, they say, oh yeah, you get the basic cable for free. It comes with your homeowners association. It's because the homeowners association has took some cash in lieu of a little lower rate, a 10-year contract. So when you're looking for a home or looking for a condo or a townhouse, you need to ask very distinct questions about your homeowners association and makeup and the deals they have in place and how long. And if you're going to bring in a different, if you're going to bring in Dish versus the Cox, you need to find out, do you still have to pay that bill? You know, does your homeowners association bill go down at all? So just be aware of that stuff because some of the stuff that they do is dirty, dirty, dirty. And homeowner associations fall for it a lot in putting, you know, making these deals with cable companies. So a link will be up in the show notes for you to check that out. All right, iPhone 6 and 6 Plus launch saw a surge in app downloads. They were seeing a whopping 7.8 million new app sales per day. That's crazy in the wake of the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus release. I don't remember. I remember downloading most of the apps I already had, but I didn't add a bunch of apps. I just resynced. It must be people are just buying fresh installs. I don't quite get it because once you're in the iOS ecosphere, many times we don't have to buy apps again and again and again. You just buy one now and then. My son, he's got big trouble here recently. He had to reach into his piggy bank and pay dad $24. He grabbed my old iPhone 5 and I still had the iTunes App Store sync to it. So he knows the password. So what does he do? Well, I can. It's $2 here, $1 there, $3 here, $1 here, $2 there. He's 10. You know, it doesn't say anything to me. And bing, bing, the email comes from Apple. And of course, I'm like, and then we had a nice, I guess for better words, one-way discussion. And then when he went and got his wallet, and he's tight with his money. My 10-year-old, he does not like to spend any money. So he handed me a crispy $20 bill, plus one, two, three, four $1 bills, and paid dad for his little escapade with my credit card. And I don't think he's going to be doing some $2 and $3 purchases anytime soon. I'm lucky it wasn't $1,000, but yeah. Anyway, the password's been changed, and the account was delinked. So yeah, kill two birds with one stone here. All right, let's keep moving on today. If you fly in and out of Newark over the next 18 months, you're going to see a lot of iPads and tablets on bars and kiosks. They bring in a whole bunch, 6,000 iPads on tables and bars and stations near waiting areas throughout the United Airlines terminal at Newark. It'll flash your boarding pass in front of the iPad's camera, pull up your United profile, flight information, go to the bar and order a drink, order sandwiches. And apparently this is a part of a $120 million project that will bring 55 new restaurants to the facility, some quite high-end for an airport. It'll be sushi, steak, dim sum, I love dim sum. Barbecue, French brochure, a ramen noodle shop, all kinds of stuff coming to Newark. And I don't like going to Newark. I really don't. I must admit that the Southwest terminal is probably, was it Southwest or? No. Who was it? Who did I fly? One of those local regional carriers. Their terminal was pretty nice. All right. California's power plant is getting ready to install the world's largest lithium battery. The power shortages and brownouts and rolling blackouts that have long plagued Los Angeles during times of peak energy usage may be soon a thing of the past, as now that region's energy utility is signed on with battery maker AES Southland to install a massive 400 megawatt auxiliary power stations all run on LED batteries. It daisy chains hundreds of individual lithium ion cells into a single 400 megawatt array capable of buffering the energy needs of the entire Western LA basin for up to 4 hours. That's incredible. So I guess during off hours, they recharge those suckers. This is a plant. I'm just going to say it. When they build this thing, this is a plant that'll be, susceptible to burning down. I just can't see having that many batteries is going to end well over the long period. I'm sure they'll have all that taken into account, but makes you go, doesn't it? Hey, Samsung's 4K-ready NK1 cameras finally comes to the United States. $2,850 is the price on that. Oh, the body's $1,500 with a 16x50 lens is $2,800. And again, a 4K camera. That's pretty amazing. That's a lot of money though for a new camera that shoots 4K. Do we really need to be doing that? Did you guys hear about Craigslist getting hacked? Well, their DNS got jacked. So the Craigslist domain name service at one of their main domain registers was compromised, diverting users to various non-Craigslist sites. Those sites include New York Times. And all it sounds like most users were eventually directed to what was referred to as a digital gangster site. So there's a lot of questions being asked. Now, Craigslist is having a hard time coming back up because of the propagation. But there's a little bit of conspiracy theory going on, thinking that this may have been done by a gentleman who 15 years ago today, who was 17 at the time, was known as the YT cracker, who broke into NASA Goddard's flight center and vandalized it, may be the person behind this. There's some similarities in wording and some additional stuff too. So link will be up in the show notes if you're interested in reading the cyber world and what's going on in these type of attacks. I definitely have it there for you to check out. All right, you'll want to do to try a new app called Road Trippers. It's an excellent new trip planning app, and some folks are pretty give us pretty positive reviews about this Road Trippers. And again, they released a update to their already existing app. I didn't even know they had one before, but they say the app makes it insanely easy for you to plan your trip. Set a starting and ending point. It'll give you a route along with places to see, historic type stuff, maybe even suggested places to stay. So Road Trippers is the app to definitely check out. You know, every time that a Navy anywhere in the world decides to sink a ship, either through a missile strike or guns or from a submarine. It always is exciting to watch the video. So there's impressive video of a Norwegian naval strike missile tested off the coast of Andøya in northern Norway. The 400-pound, 4-meter-long, 150-kilometer-range weapon hit and blew up the now at the bottom of the ocean frigate KNM Trondheim. It's a pretty impressive YouTube video. I have a link up in the show notes for you to check out. Love to share it with you now, but I just don't dare because YouTube will take me down like they just don't care. Hey, the FAA is saying that they may. Hey, Jack, this is for you, buddy. You've got a new career. The FAA wants you to have a pilot's license to fly commercial drones. So if you're planning to shoot your next movie using a drone, beware, you may need to meet some stringent conditions to stay in the FAA's good books. Sources are telling the Wall Street Journal that the agency will propose commercial drone rules that require a conventional pilot's license. Yes, you may need to have flown a manned aircraft for dozens of hours to even think of controlling a UAV for cash. You also have to fly during daylight hours, staying under 400 feet, and remain within sight of your craft. Okay, this is going to fly. Not. The FAA does not like these drones, and I understand why. They don't want drones flying into the path of aircraft. That's very, very bad. Any object not moving that runs into an airplane, whether it be in the windshield or in the side of the wing or in through an engine intake, is not good. Hey, Warner Brothers turning Stephen King's The Stand into a 4-part epic. I love this book. Cannot wait. This is great. You know, The Stand is still a formal work, you know, and it's conceived as an American post-apocalyptic version of The Lord of the Rings. Now, if you have not read The Stand, hold up. Is anybody in this audience? Can you raise your hand and say that you have not read The Stand? Because if you haven't, your geek cred has just went down 5 points. So in order to get your geek cred back, you need to go buy Stephen King's The Stand, read this thing. I mean, it's about this thick. Buy it on Kindle. Get it. It's a great book. So anyway, it's been out a long time, but it's one of my favorites. And so definitely check it out. Very, very cool stuff. But a 4-part series, can they really do it in 4 parts? How about like take like 10 parts, I would think, to get that done right. Okay, let's move on here. Activision, yes, that's the gaming company, uses copyright notices to take down Call of Duty exploit videos. This is crazy. So some YouTube video creators have found themselves on the unhappy side of copyright law recently as they say Activision has been issuing copyright strikes on videos showing glitches and exploits in Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. Wow. This is really ridiculous. There's still a lot available online, so they're not getting all of them, but they said it was specifically targeting videos that promote cheating and unfair exploits. Okay, I can get that. So if you're promoting something naughty and teaching people how to cheat, that's probably what's going to be whacked at on a copyright basis. Right or wrong, that's what's happening. All right, do you hear about this stuff in the European Union about them talking about breaking up Google? Saying that it's just too big for its own good and, you know, it needs to be broken up into pieces. Anyone out there got any, like, business savvy that can come back and tell me how Google as an entity could exist in the United States but be broken up overseas, how that would work? Wouldn't they have to do the whole thing? It just doesn't seem with a global economy the way it is that Google as a one piece could survive where overseas it has to be multiple pieces, but what's going on is Google's captured about 90% of the EU search market and has been under antitrust scrutiny ever since the competitors filed complaints with the European Commission in 2010. So, we'll see. Long court battle ahead, I am sure. All right, Google and Xbox Music will no longer count against the T-Mobile data cap, so that'll be good. They won't have to slow your speed down as much. Again, Google and Xbox Music will no longer count against T-Mobile data caps. Also, Verizon is rolling out Android 5.0 Lollipop for the 2014 Moto X. So I know three of my team members have the Moto X. They love the phone. So we'll see if what they say when they get updated. SpaceX is about ready to start using autonomous spaceports to recover rockets. So you didn't think that they were going to land those rockets that were coming in from reentry. They were going to land them back in Texas, did you? No. SpaceX is going to basically have an offshore type of rig, kind of like an oil rig, in a pre-positioned place. That it's not going to be an oil rig, but it's going to be about the size of one, to land their rockets bodies that are coming back that they're going to reuse. So I wondered how they were going to do that. That kind of answers it. So time will tell when that moves forward. Hackers have shut down Sony Pictures computers and are blackmailing the studio. Wow. So it says hacked by the pound GOP, and I'm sure that's not the grand old party. It says, warning, we've already warned you, and this is just a beginning. We will continue our request to be met. We've obtained all your internal data, including your secrets and top secret documents. If you don't obey us, we will release the data shown to the world on November 24th at 11 p.m. GMT. Okay, that's already passed. So it links to some data, Sony Pictures stock footage. What else? Looks like some documents, and they're all over the place. So I don't know. Did there's an update to this? No update. So I don't know if they paid a ransom or what's going to happen here. But Sony, some of the Sony employees at Sony Pictures say they still haven't, you know, at the time this was written, they were still having challenges. So they got in there and did something bad. All right. This is cool. All right. You looking for the perfect Christmas gift? I've got it. So what this is it's give a toast to the solar system with the Think Geek Planetary Glass Set. It's a set of 10 drinking glasses made to look like the sun and the planets and even Pluto. So they got Jupiter, Sun, Earth, Venus, Mercury, Mars, Uranus, Saturn, Neptune, and Pluto. So the set costs $49.99. These are way cool. And I want them just to stick on a shelf. I don't want to drink out of them. I just want to have them on the shelf back here as little keepsakes. So I think I know what's on my Christmas list. Very, very cool. So just love this kind of stuff. It's, you know, that's what's cool about the holiday period. You can start kind of picking out some of these, you know, weird type things that you want instead of the things you really need, like socks and underwear and ties and shirts. And no, I'm gonna even get that stuff for Christmas. Yeah, I've been down that road too. All right, Intel looks at tame passwords with biometrics. So they're trying to, you know, basically make it so that you use our eyeballs to log into our computers. And, so it makes sense to me, but they're using a variety of biometrics, fingerprints, face gestures, voice recognition, all kinds of stuff. Even measuring your heart to be able to unlock a computer. That's kind of crazy. So saying by next year, that'll be in place. All right. Last two articles tonight. If you want to know, want to see the iPhone 6 under the microscope, the screen itself, I have a link in the show notes for you to check that out. And finally, Google has taken over Times Square with the biggest Android advertisement yet. And I'm kind of looking at this ad, and it's kind of quirky, I guess, for a better word. But it's on Times Square. I don't know how much or how long they paid for it there, but Google is definitely trying to get the word out. 25,000 square feet in size. It's 8 stories tall. It takes up the whole length of 45th to 46th Street. And there's actually a video on it. And do I dare play the video? No. So I'll let you guys take it out. But it's not static. It's a big screen. So definitely check it out I'll have the link up in the show notes for you to check out. All right, I guess we're doing okay on time. Let me go ahead and load up. Got some stuff that came in via email. And I also want to thank our insiders tonight, folks that are contributing to the show at a variety of different levels. So let me, I'm just loading email here, so I apologize. This thing, I probably should have had this up earlier. I'm waiting for it here. Come on, sync up, sync up, sync up. Yes, yes, I know I should have done this earlier. I want to remind you folks that if you've gotten value out of tonight's show, had some fun, consider becoming insider, being part of our GNC 1000 by going over to geekneycentral.com/insider. Okay, the first thing up is the best one of the day. And Jim, man, dude, you hooked it up. You hooked it up. Remember the Antares rocket that blew up? That stuff that was, that spacecraft that was going to the International Space Station that got about, you know, 200-300 feet off the pad? Well, they've recovered some video from on scene. And this is epic. You want to see stuff go boom? This is the video to watch. I want to thank Jim for scoring this. That was a big find, my friend. That was a really good one. So, mucho gracias. Also got an email from my good friends over at Sprint. And so, if you... they're going to be introducing something called Sprint Lease. And customers choosing Sprint can save $200 when they lease a Galaxy S5 or a Galaxy S5 Sport. Here's how it works. Qualified customers pay zero out of pocket at signing. Lease the device for $20 per month for 24 months and you receive $8.34 per month of Black Friday service credit. So really it's going to cost you $11.76, is that right? Did I do the math right? No, $11.66. And wow, that ain't a bad deal. That makes it like you're leasing a Galaxy S5 for $11.66 per month. Jeez, right there it was. Customers taking advantage of Black Friday offer will save $200. $200.16 over the course of a 24-month lease. Sprint lease the most economical way to acquire a Galaxy S5. So definitely thanks, sending that over. Oh, it was Nicole. My apologies for that. But I worked with, she sent me some stuff before, and thanks for sending that over. Okay, I think that's about, wait. Most important part, we got to thank the insiders. Let me grab that stack. Okay, here we go. And, okay. Dun, dun, dun. Wrong email address. Let's come down here. Let's get it right, Todd. Get your act together. Okay, so I want to thank, Michaelini? Oh, man. Obnoxious@youknowwhere.net. How do I pronounce your name? Michaelini? Thank you so much for becoming an insider. We definitely appreciate it. David, thank you so much for your insider support. Michael H, thank you for your support. Curtis P, thank you for your support. It's greatly, greatly appreciated. And of course, Todd A, thank you for your support as well. So, Todd is, man, he's on the march here, man. He's going for the gusto. Do appreciate everyone that's come in, no matter what donation size, $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 is definitely appreciated. And of course, it's all about the levels. And, we want you to earn a title here, and it's real easy to do so. Ohana is everyone that, contributes anything and listens to the show. That's where you're at. To be a warrior, you're at $60 a year. To be a kahuna, $125 a year. To be a big kahuna. Now, kahuna means chief. To be a big kahuna, $250 per year. Ali is $500. So you're like kind of like on the high end of the spectrum. Then folks that are be on a royal council at $1,000 per year Warrior Council. We're going to be introducing some warriors on our 1,000th show that have done $1,000 lifetime contribution. And of course, we've got the King's Court. No one's quite reached that point yet at $5,000. But we're going to give our warriors something really cool. So being on our Warriors Council, you can imagine here in Hawaii, we have access to all kinds of cool stuff in that regard. So we look forward to inducting at least two of our longtime listeners onto the Warriors Council on our 1,000th show. If you want to speed the game up, you can do so real quick. If you want to become part of the Warriors Council by the 1,000th show, here's a challenge, $1,000 to Geek News Central. We would definitely appreciate it. There's a subscriber, a donate link on the website. And again, we appreciate any donation that's come in. And podcast at podcastconnect.com is the PayPal email address if you're so inclined. All right. I'd love to have about 20 warriors to induct on our 1,000th show. That's wishful thinking. Help me pay for my solar. All right, folks. Everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the Ohana. Thanks for hanging out with me on the show today. And have a great Thanksgiving. All right. Eat lots of food. Lots and lots and lots of food. We want you guys to enjoy. Don't go shopping on Thursday. Stay home. Do your shopping on Friday if you need be. But more importantly, I want you to join me. We're going to do something together. And I talked about this a little bit on the last show, but at the very beginning of next week, I want you guys to start with me a transformation to lose some weight. All right? We're going to do a 10-day transformation together. Now, if you haven't ordered your transformation kit, you're not going to make it at this point. You won't get it in. But you can go to myperium.com/podcast or use the promo code podcast at myperium.com. And you're going to save $50 on your total transformation. Get healthy before the new year. Walk with me to see if we can bust the gut down to 199. That is the goal. And starting the Monday following Thanksgiving for the next 10 days, I'm going to be doing another transformation. I hope that you guys will join me and we'll do it together and have a fun time. That way we can eat a little extra at Christmas time. All right. All right, everybody. Thanks for take care. Geeknews@gmail.com. Thanks for being here. We'll take care. We'll see you a week from today when we start this challenge together. Actually, I already will be have started. If you want more information, just email me and I'll get you hooked up on what to do. And you can report in too your progress and your post-Thanksgiving transformation. Everyone take care. Again, have a great Thanksgiving. We'll see you next time. Aloha.